Okay, today's daf is Samach Chet. We're just going to review very briefly from the end of Samach Zayin Amabet. We had a Mishnah where the Mishnah said that after they were makriv the Omer, the Shukei Yerushalayim would be full of people selling Kemach Kali. And then Rabbi Meir said, that's a low Beretzon Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, Beretzon Chachamim, are you assuming it's totally fine, there's no problem. Now, the assumption is that they must have cut it before Chag, because when else would, as in order to prepare the Kemach Kali, it takes time, and no one was going out cutting at night the same way they cut the Omer at night. Now, that was the only time people went out at night, because it's dark, and how would you do it otherwise? There's no reason. So the assumption is they must have cut it before, and then they prepared it, and then there was this concern that maybe people would have come to eat it early. But Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, there's no problem, you don't have to worry that people are going to eat it. And now they say that this seems to contradict. Like I said, first they're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, then they're going to say even Chachamim would think, you know, there's contradiction between Chachamim. That when it comes to Bidikat Chametz, if you weren't Bodek in time, by the time that Chametz is Aser, you're not allowed to be Bodek according to Rabbi Yehuda because he's worried you might come to eat. So the Gemara had asked, why is he not concerned in the Omer case, but he is concerned in the Chametz case. So we're starting in the last four words of the daf. Amar Rabba, Shane Chadash, Mitoch Shalohi Tartalo Ela Al Yedei Kituf, Zachorhu. Okay, answer number one, we're going to see three different answers. Answer number one, you could see I charted it out on the sheet. Answer number one is that since you are allowed to cut it before, but you can only cut it biyad. You can only do it by hand. You can't cut it with a kituf, litof, to pick, but you can't cut it with a magal. With a sickle. So since there's a separate, unique way of how you're allowed to cut it before the Omer is sacrificed, therefore we don't allow you to. I'm just trying to find the pasuk right. They say I see in Rashi it says kimo v'katavta mililopi adecha. Okay, here kitavo become. All right, this is something else. But they say when you go into someone else's field, you can only take things by hand. So they say, likewise here, they only allow it by hand, and therefore you're going to know there's a shinoi, and that reminds you that you're not allowed to, and that's why people will remember here, we're not worried people are going to eat it. Amale Abaye, Abaye says, what are you talking about? Tinach Tzira. I understand the Tzira has a shinoi, but Tchina Bahar Kadama Ikalamemar. But the regular, the tchina, the grinding it, and the harkada, the sifting of it, you don't have to do it in any special manner, and therefore people might actually come to forget. So they say, oh no, halokasha, that's not a problem. Tchina berechaya deyada, harkada al gabe nafa. Okay, yes, you do have to do this with a shinoi. Tchina, when you go to grind it, you have to do it with a hand mill rather than a water mill or an animal operated mill. And right nowadays you'd say other than an electric mill or something. And harkada, you would do it instead of, you know, sifter usually has, you know, you put it inside and it's kind of like a bowl, not a bowl, but sort of flat, but has a rim. So instead of doing it that way, you flip it upside down. Okay? And they would do it that way. So you had to do it with a shinoi, in which case you remember. So far we're okay, but now we're going to get to a problem. What about Beit HaShlachin D'Sharya Ktzira? Okay, in a Beit HaShlachin, what's a Beit HaShlachin? We've seen this term, but a long time ago. It's a field that needs irrigation. Okay, not a field that could grow without water, without rainfall, but a field that needs irrigation, which they say, again, there's a few different explanations, what's different about this, but you can't take the Omer from there. Rashi says, Kevan D'Sadeh Yeveshahi, and it's a field that generally is more dry because it needs irrigating. Right, as opposed to, let's say, you live somewhere where there's a water canal going through and it kind of gets into your land. But because it doesn't grow as well, therefore you can't bring it for the Omer. It's not so respectful. And therefore, again, there's some other reasons given, but we'll stick with this one. Therefore, Sharya Ktzira, you can actually cut that with a magal before the bringing of the Omer. So now, in that case, aren't we worried that you might take, you know, still you're not allowed to eat from there before the bringing of the Omer, but since the Ktzira is regular, and how do we know this? It's not. It's from a first Mishnah. Kutzrim Beit HaShlachin Sheba'amakim Avalo Godshin. Okay, you can cut them, but you can't put them in piles. And you can't make a huge pile of them, you know, which was the next stage until after the Omer. So according to this, Ma'ikha Lameimar, how are the people, who take from the Beit HaShlachim going to remember if they did the whole process in the normal manner. Therefore, they reject, Abai rejects Rabba's reason that since, his whole reason was, since it's Mutar Yidei Kituf, he'll remember. But now we found a case where it's not Mutar Yidei Kituf, and therefore they won't necessarily remember not to eat. So, El Amar Abaye, Chadash Badilmine, Chametz Lo Badilmine. Chadash, you haven't been eating all year round. So when it gets time, the first day, you know, where you're almost allowed to eat it, we're not so worried that you're going to go eat it because you haven't been eating it all this time and you've somehow managed, right? But chametz, people eat all the time. And therefore, we're worried that you might accidentally come to eat it because you're so used to eating chametz. Okay, one could potentially argue with this, right? But there is this concept that maybe, you know, the chametz is different because you eat it all year round.
It's flour.
What?
It's flour. You eat flour all year round.
Right. That's why I said one could argue with it, because it's not so easily distinguishable whether you're eating chadash or you're not eating chadash. But
right. So that was my question. Was it?
But I assume they were very careful.
There was no old flour or barley flour.
No, there must have still been barley flour in the. Yeah, there must have still been flour in the shuk. Right, so that's the thing. That's why this is not so easily distinguishable. What they're, but I assume it was obvious when they were selling the chadash stuff, and that they
said, you know, so.
Right.
I wonder if it changed.
If a big sign.
Like just if it got older, so over time it changed colors, so the new stuff is a different color.
Maybe it was a different color. I don't know. Right, it's hard to know the reality here. Okay, Amar Rava. So now comes in Rava. Okay, so we had two answers. I told you there'll be three. We're only going to get back to the third one later. Amar Rava, that's because the sugya is organized chronologically. So we start with Rava, Abaye and Rava, and then later we're going to get to Rav Ashi, who is later. And he brings a third answer for the Rabbi Yehuda contradiction. But now we're going to move to the Rabbanan contradiction. Remember I told you that Rabbi Meir is considered like Rabbanan because he argues with Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're going to say, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashya. But Rabbanan, Lo Kashya. And as I understand, you're all asking about the contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. What about the contradiction of Rabbanan and Rabbanan? Where Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah, they did it Shelo Bertzon Chachamim, and he was worried. And Chachamim said, oh, no problem, go check your stuff on Pesach. So he says, so now he answers, Hu atzmo mechazer alav l'sarfo, mechal achil mine? I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Ela Amar Rava. Okay, so therefore, he now says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kashya Kedishanina. And as he says, okay, so go back to what we said already, our answer we gave, by Abaye, and Rabbana, Lo Kashya. Why is it not Kashya? Because Hu Atzmo Mechazer Alav L'Sarfo, Mechal Achaminei, on Pesach, it's not like they're selling it to eat. Right? Here, they're selling it to eat, so we're worried someone might eat it. But when it comes to Pesach, what are we allowing you to do to check? If you forgot to do Bedikah Chametz, so we allow you to check. If you're checking for Chametz to burn it, you're going to then accidentally eat it? That doesn't make any sense. Right? It's different than people selling it in the shuk for eating purposes. Then someone might actually come to eat it. But here on Pesach, or there on Pesach, you're looking for it to burn. So obviously we're not worried you're going to eat from it. Now we're going back to Rabbi Yehuda's kashya. Okay, so it's a zigzag. Rav Ashi Amar, do Rabbi Yehuda lo kashya? Kemach kalitznan. He says, it's kemach kali. Now, kemach kali is this toasted kind of flour, which apparently, again, we don't really understand the reality so well, at least I don't. It wasn't edible right then. You had to do something to it. You couldn't just eat it. Nobody ate. I guess also you buy flour. You don't eat flour. So maybe that's the idea. And you would have to bake it, right? Make something with it. So therefore, if they had it out in the shuk right then, we're not worried that someone accidentally came to eat it, because it's not like you would buy it and immediately eat it. Okay, it wasn't the kind of thing you would buy and then eat. And therefore, what are you worried about? So now they say, the Hadrav Ashi Bidutahi or Barutahi. Okay, this comes up many times where whether it's Baruta or Biduta. Baruta means out, like bar is chutz, in other words, it's a bad, like take it out. Biduta is it's a joke. Okay? Like either which way, it's a mockery of what he said. So it's totally wrong. Why? Tinach mikale ve'elach. I understand once it's toasted, so fine, we're not worried anyone's going to eat it. But ad kali mayi kalamemar. But actually, there's a stage beforehand, people would eat the kernels. This is what I assume they mean. People would eat the kernels of the wheat. So therefore, of the barley. So therefore, it's actually, even though right now it's not ready for eating, But there's an earlier stage where someone could have eaten it. So how do we allow them to deal with it when at that earlier stage someone could actually plant eat it? So you're right that right now as they're selling it, no one, you're not worried. But since all the people were dealing with it earlier in order to get it to the stage, and at a certain point it was edible, what are you going to say to that? And if you want to say, well, since it was only allowed by picking it by hand and not by reaping it with a sickle, like Rabbah said, again, we're going to have the same question that we had on Rabbah, which is, and therefore, right, since we knocked out that shita because we said it doesn't apply across the board, because there are some chadash that are not, that you don't have to reap in a shinoi kind of manner, and therefore that's not a good answer, and therefore they say alahad Rav Ashi b'dutai. Okay, so they end up rejecting Rav Ashi's answer, and we're really left with Abaye's answer that we had in the middle, which is chadash badil mine and chametz lo badil mine. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishakarev ha'omer, so now we're continuing in the process, right? These are one of these Mishnayot, by the way, which are descriptive, right? Exactly what happened. Once the omer was sacrificed, hutar chadash miyad. Okay, immediately it's allowed. Harichokim, what if you live far away? So we understand you're in Yerushalayim. This is classic. It's like, sounds just like the Kiddush HaChodesh. So anyone right nearby would know exactly when this Kiddush HaChodesh. What about the Richokim? What about people far away? How do they know? Like, there's no way to send emails out and say, okay, the Omer was sacrificed. Now everybody can eat the Chadash. So what do they say? Harichokim mutarim mechatzot hayom ulehalan. Okay, they're allowed from Chatzot and on. Okay, we're going to see in a minute why Chatzot. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, now what would you think? Right now it's going to be a debate about exactly what time of day it's going to be allowed. So in fact, what happens, a very famous takana comes up in Sukkah also, because there was another takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did, and agav that they mentioned this one. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiehe Yom Hanef Kulo Asur. Okay, first of all, what's Yom Hanef? Hanef comes from Hanafa, the waving, the day of the waving, which is a reference to the day of the Omer, Tetzai and Nisan, will be entirely forbidden to eat from the new Seorim. Now, this sounds strange, right? As when the Omer was around, you were able to eat from Chatzot, and now all of a sudden, to remember the Beit HaMikdash, we're not allowed to eat all day. So, we're going to have to understand this. We'll see this later, why. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, oh, sorry, right now we're going to see this. Behalo minatora hu asur. No, so sorry, this is something different. Rabbi Yehuda now comes and says, what do you mean you made this takana that Yom HaNef is going to be kulo asur, which sounds like what? A takana de Rabbanan. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, what do you mean? Halo mina Torah hu asur. It's forbidden based on the Torah, because what does the Torah say? Shenemar, ad etzem hayom hazeh. How does he understand ad etzem hayom hazeh? Sometimes we understand ad etzem hayom hazeh to be midday, but he understands etzem hayom hazeh the whole day. Okay, you have to read the pasuk, Vayikra Kaf Gimel Yudalid, in Parshat and more when it talks about the Omer. Belechem v'kali v'karmel lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh ad haviyachem et korban eloichem. So we have, and this is, we're going to get more into this in the Gemara, but it says, ad etzem hayom hazeh ad haviyachem. Now, in the time of the Mikdash, so you have ad haviyachem. When there's no Mikdash and there's no Haviyachem, where you're not bringing the Omer, then we're left with Adetz Mayom Hazeh. So it comes from Yehuda and he says, Adetz Mayom Hazeh means till the end of the day. And if it means till the end of the day, then the Yom HaNef is going to be Kulos from Rido Raito. So how could you say it's only a Takana? Zecher LeMikdash. Now we're going to go back to the earlier part of the Mishnah. Mipnei ma rechokim mutarim mechatzot hayom ulehalan. When there is a mikdash, it's a bit of a strange order of the Mishnah why they did this, kind of like the last sugya also, you would have maybe organized a little differently, put Rav Ashi earlier. Anyway, the Mishnah now says, Mipnei ma rechokim mutarim mechatzot hayom ulehalan. Why are they allowed from chatzot? Mipnei shehen yodin she'em beitim mit'at limbo. They know that when it comes to bringing the Omer, right, the Beit Din, or really the people working in the Beit HaMikdash, are not going to be lazy, and they're going to for sure make sure to have it done by midday. So midday, you're allowed. Okay, now we're going to have several machlokot about this. Rav Shmuel, Da'amre Travahu, Rav and Shmuel both say, Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, Omer Matir. Okay, so again, we have Adetz Mayom Hazeh and Arav Yachem. So, when there's a Beit HaMikdash, the Omer is Matir. Bizman she'en Beit HaMikdash Kayam. Okay, now notice. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, It's forbidden the entire day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Gzera derabbanan, it's going to be forbidden the entire day. The assumption is here, the Rav and Shmuel are saying midoraita, though, what not according to Rabbi Yehuda, but right, just, but through Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's shita, what will we say midoraita? So what do they say? Heir mizrach matir. As soon as the sun rises, netzachama, it's mutar. My time, what's the reason? Trei krai ktive, there's two psukim. Ktiv, ad av yachem, uktiv ad etzam ayom hazeh. It's not exactly two psukim, it's two verses, two phrases in the same pasuk. But anyway, it says two different things. Ha ketzad, how does this work out? Kam bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, kam bizman she'en bet hamikdash kayam. And they understand ad etzam ayom hazeh to be, right, Rashi explains it, ad mar'eh hayom, okay, until the day, right? That's why they don't allow it at night, because it has to be ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the day. But the day doesn't mean midday, and it doesn't mean the end of the day, right? Rashi explains, v'kasavar ad v'lo ad bichlal. Ad etzem hayom hazeh means until but not including the etzem hayom. So until the etzem hayom, so meaning as soon as the day starts, you can do it. Next opinion, Rabbi Yochanan v'rish lakish, da'amre travayu, afilu bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, hey ir mizrach matir. Wow, fascinating shita. He says, wait, the pasuk says ad etzem hayom hazeh ad av yachem. So it means, who's to say, we're right, the previous one said we're going to distinguish zman beit hamikdash, zman she'en beit hamikdash. He says, what do you mean? Ad etzem hayom hazeh also applies beit hamikdash, and we're going to understand ad to be ad v'lo ad bichlal, not including, and therefore ad etzem hayom hazeh would be morning. So now, what's going to be the problem? B'haktiv ad av yachem. So if it means the morning it's allowed, what do you do with ad av yachem? So what does he say? L'mitzvah. What does that mean? It means that's ideal. Ideally, you should wait till after the hakravat ha'omer. But under d'oraita level, it's fine as soon as the sun rises. Fascinating. So now they're going to bring all these sources which seem to really say that it's only allowed ad av yachem. And every time, what are they going to answer? L'mitzvah. Until they get a little stuck at one of them. So now we're going to just keep quoting sources. Mishakarev ha'omer, look at our Mishnah, hutar chadash miyad, right? What does it say in our Mishnah? As soon as you were makriv the omer, you brought the omer, right, you burned it on the mizbeach, chadash is immediately allowed. So again, doesn't it sound like not the morning? Again, they answer l'mitzvah. The next Mishnah, which we haven't read yet, but we actually, I think, quoted earlier already, and we're going to read it soon. Ha'omer haya matir b'medina, u'shtei halechem b'mikdash. Remember, the omer was matir, the new crop, for everybody, a regular person to eat, but not yet to be sacrificed on the mizbeach. And the shtei halechem allows the new crop to be sacrificed on the mizbeach, so, or to be brought in the mikdash. So again, what do you see? The Omer itself, and not the day of, not the day, but the Hakravat HaOmer, the bringing the Omer, again, is what matirs it. Again, they say L'mitzvah. Back to our Mishnah. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, Hitkin Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shehei Yom HaNef Kulo Asur. My time, what's the reason? There's another source that says it. Mehera yibane beit hamikdash v'yomru eshteka milo achalnu behi'ir mizrach hashtanami nechal. What's going to happen? Why did he make this gzera? Why is Yom HaNef Kulo Asur? Okay, we were wondering to find this out. Because next, what's the concern? If we allow people to eat it from the morning, what will happen? The next year, the Beit HaMikdash will be around. And what will people remember? They'll say, oh, didn't last year we ate from the morning? And then velo yade de eshka lo haya omer, and they won't remember that specifically. And that's what they're not going to remember. There wasn't omer last year. They're not going to remember there was no Beit HaMikdash. I think what they mean is they're not going to remember that that element was connected to the fact that we don't have the omer anymore. Now, by the way, if you had learned this without learning the rest of the sugya, you might have been a little surprised by this, because isn't it obvious that the omer is matir, the new crop, and if there's no omer, so we can eat in the morning. And but here you can see, because there were so many different interpretations about etzem hayom hazeh, it wasn't so clear once they had determined that this was the way it is, that it's really the omer, then they didn't want people to think that He'ir Mizrach, which maybe could be an interpretation of the Pasuk, that's my Yomaseh, and you might think that that's referring to even Bizman Beit HaMikdash, so you could see why people would have gotten confused, and therefore, He'ir Mizrach, right, so therefore they're going to think He'ir Mizrach Matir, okay, that's the source, right, V'hashe di'ika Omer, Omer Matir, in other words, we want them to know that, right, they won't know that it's the Omer this Matir, they'll get confused, and therefore he made this Gzeirah, the Kol HaYom Kulo Asur. Now, B'Isal Kadatach LeMitzvah, B'Shem Mitzvah Lekom B'Ligzor, and if you think that really Mi'ikar Adin, the Omer is allowed from the morning, then we, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wouldn't have made this Gzeirah. The whole point of his Gzeirah is, we're worried you're going to be over on a Mitzvah D'Oraita, so we're going to make a Gzeirah. In this case, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, it's actually not wrong. It's just not the ideal way of doing it, but it's not wrong to do it from the morning. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would have had no reason to make a Gzeirah according to this. Okay, so that's a good question on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. In other words, all the other sources, you could just say, oh, it's ideally do that, but you really could do it from the morning. This one really makes no sense if you say this mutar in the morning, because why make a gzera? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitat Rabbi Yehuda Amara. Now we have a totally different approach to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Comes Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and he says, by the way, he actually agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That Aletzim Ayom Azeh is ad bichlal, right? Ad va'ad bichlal, meaning including, ad etzem ayom hazeh, meaning including the entire day. You can't do it until the day has ended, mida'oraita. And Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai actually agrees with him. Strange, right? So now they're going to say, b'shita Rabbi Yehuda amar, da'amar min ha'Torah asur shenemar ad etzem ayom hazeh, ad itzumo shel yom, here we have it, right? Until the whole day, v'kasavar, or until the middle of the day, let's say, v'kasavar, oh no, it would have to be the whole day, v'kasavar ad va'ad bichlal, right, that it includes. So now they're going to say, how could you possibly say this? What do you mean? The Mishnah says explicitly that they argue. How so? The Mishnah says, Ditnan, we're going to quote our Mishnah. Misheharav Beit HaMikdash, Shitkim Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehei Yomaneh Kulo Asur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Ahalo Minatawah Asur, Dechtiv Aretzim Ayom Azeh. So how could you possibly, Rabbi Yehuda is clearly disagreeing with Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now the answer, Rabbi Yehuda de Katai. Rabbi Yehuda misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agreed with him that midoraita is asur, which we're going to have to explain exactly. Why does he say it's a takana then? But what happened? Rabbi Yehuda de Katai, savar, he thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midorabanan kamar. He thought, just like we did, right, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying a takana midorabanan, that midoraita is really mutar. Velohi. Mida oraita kamar. But really, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, it's asur mida oraita. So now they say, v'ha hitkin katane, but doesn't it say hitkin? Hitkin means he instituted a takana. He said, you know, we're going to change things. So what do they say? Mai hitkin, darash v'hitkin. What does it mean? Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, came Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, wait, let's look back at the Pesukim. What are we supposed to do now? He looks back at the Pesukim and he says, ah, it's no longer ad aviyachem, it's ad etzem ayom hazeh. What's ad etzem ayom hazeh? It's ad ubichlal, it means till the end of the day, and therefore he instituted the whole day was going to be forbidden. So there's two approaches to understanding Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. One is that he thinks really it's mutar from the morning, but we're worried that people will get confused once the Beit HaMikdash is actually rebuilt, and therefore he forbade it. The other is that we're worried, is that he thinks it's actually mida oraita, and he kind of reinstituted, like reinterpreted the Pesukim once the Churban happened, and figured out that really it's going to be asur mida oraita the whole day. We still have left to answer. Why not, if in the time of the Beit HaMikdash it was only till Chatzot, why he made the whole day Asur? Right? That's still a little bit, in other words, why? So if you say, Ad Etzem Ayom Azeh, he's interpreting the D'oraita, then it makes sense. But if he's trying to say, maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, so then, if it's the first answer we gave, then maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Well, when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, you can actually eat it at Chatzot. So why didn't he institute Chatzot? So that actually makes this answer a little stronger. We'll have to see soon, right, when we'll finish this section, then we'll explain why he made the whole day Asur. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Barek, Rav Yoshua, Achle Chadash. Now we're going to see different minagim or different practices, I would say. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Barek, Rav Yoshua, Achle Chadash. Okay, they were in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, they ate Chadash. Be'orta deshitzar, Nage Shivsar. They ate it in the morning of the in the evening of the 16th, beginning of the 17th. Meaning Yom Haneh for them was Kulo Asur. Kasavre Chadash. Now we're going to get into a different issue in Chutz Laaretz. What's the problem in Chutz Laaretz? That maybe the 16th, the 17th is really the 16th. So maybe if you want to say Yom Haneh is Kulo Asur, that's Tet Zayin. In Chutz Laaretz, that would be Tet Zayin and potentially Yud Zayin. Okay? So here you see they weren't gozer on Yud Zayin. They said Yud Zayin is fine, but we're going to say all of Tet Zayin is a problem because that's Yom Haneh. So why did they do this? Kasavre Chadash bechutz laaretz derabanan. Chadash in Chutz Laaretz is only derabanan, and therefore l'sveika lo cheshinan. It's like a sveika, right? We have the sefek Yud Zayin Tet Zayin, and sefek, right? It's already only Chadash in Chutz Laaretz, so we're already too removed. We're going to say okay, the 17th is fine. Rabbanan deravashi did be ravashi. The rabbis in the house of ravashi achlu b'tzafra deshivsar. They ate not the night of the 17th, but in the morning of the 17th. Kasavre, what did they hold? Chadash b'chutz laaretz doraita. They were more machmir, because they said, Chadash b'chutz laaretz they held was doraita. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai midrabanan kamar. Okay? He did it, his whole takana, they said, is not midoraita, like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak suggested. It's only midrabanan, okay? That it's really allowed from the morning. Okay? But so v'chi takin liyom hanef l'sveika lo takin. When he said the whole day is aser, that we're not going to do again safek yud zayin. So what does he say? You at least have to wait for heir mizrach though. Okay, heir mizrach of the 17th, which might actually be the 16th. Okay, Amar Ravina, Amar Liam. He said my mother said avuch lo hava achil. He told his mother told him about his father. Your father wouldn't eat chadash, ela be'orta deshivsar naghe timnesar. He was machmir the entire seventh day. You can figure out why. De'sever lakir Rabbi Yehuda. He held like Rabbi Yehuda that etzma yom hazeh was mida oraita the entire 16th day. V'chayish l'sveika. So if it's us or mida oraita, then you have to wait till actually the entire end of the whole 17th day. Okay, now why does he say that it's us or the entire day? So that's a very rare concern that maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt on the 16th. And if it's rebuilt on the 16th, then what will happen? Then that year, they won't have enough time to get the new crop and do everything before Chatzot. So they might do it later, and then people will eat earlier, right? People might think, oh, it's allowed from Chatzot, or it's allowed from the morning. So therefore, he said the whole day, and not just till Chatzot. Okay, for that interesting safek that maybe Dafka that year it'll be rebuilt on the 16th of Nisan. Okay, new Mishnah, which we already read, the beginning part. Ha'omer haya matir b'medina u'shter lechem b'mikdash. Okay, the Omer was matir outside the Beit HaMikdash, and the shter lechem was matir for the Mizbeach. So that means that in between the Hakravat HaOmer and Shavuot, you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach anything from the new crops. So now we're going to see it. Ein mevi'im. So now we're going to see before the Hakravat HaOmer, there's certain things, and after the Hakravat HaOmer, it's going to be a little different. So before Hakravat HaOmer, ein mevi'im minachot ubikurim uminchat behema kodem laomer. Okay, you can't bring a mincha, a bikurim, the first fruits of something. Like for example, they say if you're going to bring, right, the kavanah, right? There's a big question what the kavanah of bikurim is. We're going to get into this in the Gemara. Second, that the bikurim, what they're referring to here, right, or any of the fruits from the Shivat HaMinim, which, like in theory, you could bring wine, let's say. Okay, wine from grapes that you pour on the Mizbeach, that would be a case of bikurim that get brought to the Mizbeach. Okay, so you can't bring minachot bikurim uminchat behema, and that's the minchat nisachim, the mincha that goes along with an animal sacrifice. Kodem laomer, okay, before the omer, you can't bring these from the new crop. Ve'im hevi pasul, and if you do, it's disqualified. kodim l'shealechem lo yavi. You also, just because you brought the omer, doesn't matir any of these things. You also can't bring them. Because remember, the omer matirs only for people on a regular basis, right, on an everyday basis, outside the mikdash, to eat from the new flour. But they can't use it from the new crops, but they can't use it to bring anything in the Beit HaMikdash. However, between the time, right, there's the omer, right, there's before the omer, it's going to be pasul. Between the omer and the shtealechem, which basically means between the day after Pesach and Shavuot, it's going to be, right, you can't bring it, but im hevi kasher. Okay, if you did it anyway, it's okay. Yatev Rav Tarfon v'kakashele. Rabbi Tarfon sits here and he says, I don't understand. Ma ben kodem la'omer l'kodem shtealechem. Why is it pasul before the omer? But between the omer and the shtealechem, it's going to be kasher. Because really, it's forbidden until the shtealechem. So why should we make a distinction? B'di'eved, if you already did it, we're going to be more mekel when it's after the omer. Amar lefanav Yehuda bar Nechemya. Notice in the story, okay, it's an interesting story. In the story, right now he's called Yehuda bar Nechemya without a title of rabbi. Soon he's going to be actually called a rabbi. I don't know if it's intentional. Sometimes these things could just be a mistake. I don't know. But we can try it. We can see. So right now, I think they want to set up, which is really what they're trying to show here, is he was a little chutzpahdik. In other words, here he comes, a Yehuda bar Nachmani. He doesn't even have the title rabbi. And he goes up to Rabbi Tarfon, who we know is a great Talmid Chacham. And he says, lo. First of all, very not nice. He starts up a sentence with lo. You know, no. First of all, he was just asking a question. What's the difference? He wasn't even saying, he's sort of saying, I don't know what the difference is. And he says, no, it's a bit of a strange lashon, but I think it's trying to show how disrespectful he was. Imamarta, okay, the refresh I'm talking about this lashon, lo imamarta is a little bit of weird usage here. But what he's basically saying is, no, like, why are you even asking that question? What kind of a question is that? It's obvious, because kodem laomer, shekein lohu tar michalo etzel hedyot. Before the omer, it's not allowed to anybody. And that's why if you bring it on the mizbech, it's going to be pasul. But tomar kodem l'shtei alechem, shutar michalo etzel hedyot. But before the shtei alechem, it makes sense that it would be kasher, because since it's already mutar, there's a general heter, which is that we allow it for regular people, therefore, if you bring it on the mizbech, b'dieved will say it's kasher. Shatak Rabbi Tarfon. Now, shtika is always interpreted in different ways, right? Either shatak, because he agreed with him, or shatak, because he was so humiliated, right, by Yehuda bar Nachmani's response to him. And either which way, he was silent. And sahavu panav shel Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya. All of a sudden, he rises up to rabbi. In other words, he's feeling amazing. Look, I stumped the rabbi, you know, and look, this puts me in a better position. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Here comes Rabbi Akiva now. It's almost like here, the Rabbi Yehuda, you can imagine, is... He viewed himself as a rabbi. And look what happens. Rabbi Akiva, who was a student of Rabbi Tarfon, who Rabbi Tarfon often treats with a respect as a colleague, but he was a student. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda, right? Notice he doesn't call him Rabbi. Says, Yehuda, tzahavu panecha sheshavta et zaken. Wow, like what? You're so impressed that you were able to speak back to a zaken? Timhani im ta'arich yamin. I wonder if you're actually going to live very long. Okay, as we know, when everyone says these in a story in the Gemara, we know what's going to happen. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Eli. So Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Eli tells us, Oto HaPerek, when this happened, it was Pras HaPesach Haya. That means 2 weeks before Pesach. Okay, Pras is always half, so they mean half a month before Pesach. Kishe'aliti La'atzeret, when I went up on the Chag, on Shavuot, Sha'alti Acharav, Yehuda ben Nechemya Heichan, who I asked, again, he's not with a rabbi, Yehuda ben Nechemya, where is he? V'amruli niftar v'halachlo. And they told me he died. I think there's two interesting things about the fact that this happened between just before Pesach and Atzeret. Number one, the Mefarshim talk about the connection of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva dying in that time for not treating each other respectfully. And here's another story of someone who died for being disrespectful and connected with Rabbi Akiva. That's one. But I think a more interesting one, I don't know exactly what to make of it, but that's the whole time period we're talking about. Before the Hakravana Omer, right? Before Pesach, what if you bring something? And before the She'alechem, which is brought on Shavuot. And it's interesting that he died in the time period that he was arguing about. Okay, it's almost like a midah keneged midah, you know, and almost like you were disqualified. I'm actually thinking about it now, because I was talking about it yesterday, and I was thinking, it doesn't exactly work because it's not exactly between Pesach and Atzeret, but now I just realize that it's all the more so, because what did he do? He was disrespectful before the Hakravat HaOmer, which is the time when it's pasul. If you do something wrong, it's totally disqualified. And maybe what it's saying is, you know, he was so disrespectful that, you know, it was totally out of place, and he became disqualified, so to speak, and he died. Right? This also tells you always about the strength of the word of a Talmid Chacham, that when he says something, it happens. Right? We've seen that in many stories.
It's interesting that they use the color yellow.
Uh-huh. Right. Which it actually sounds a little like the
embarrassment of.
Uh-huh. Right. Why they use yellow in terms of, right, the truth is it doesn't mean embarrassment here. It means it's a positive word. But it also reminds you a little of the grains. They turn golden, right? That it's almost a reference to what we're talking about here. Okay, this is like the beauty of the literary, you know, when they wrote these stories in the Gemara. I think they were really brilliant when they went about it, all the things that each different word connotes. I think that there's a lot of meaning to it. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, L'divrei Yehuda ben Nechemya, Nisachim bikurim shekrivam kodem laomer kshirim. So they say, according to Yehuda ben Nechemya, who basically made this distinction, and nobody thinks he's wrong about it, right? So because it seems that way. It was just he was wrong about the way he went about it. But basically, what's he saying? Since kodem laomer, it's not mutar at all. But after the omer, it's somewhat mutar. So he would say like this, Nisachim, he would agree that Nisachim bikurim, so if you take the first fruits of the grapes, the first grapes, and you turn them into Nisachim, Shikrivan kodem laomer ksherim. If you bring them before the Omer, they're going to be kasher. Why is that? Because the Omer only allows what new crop? The new grains, but not the new fruits. So they say, Pshita, what you're saying is totally obvious. So he says, no, it's not totally obvious. Why? Ma'u detema hatamhu dehutar michlalo etzal hedyot. Aval hacha delo hutar michlalo lo kamashmalan. What does he say? He says like this. You remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Bikurim, you can't bring. You can't bring from the new wine on the Mizbeach for Nisachim until, right, for wine libations until after the Shtei Alechem. But if you did it even before the Omer, it would be okay. Why is that? Because there's no Omer that matirs a bit. You know, there's no. With the Omer, which matired wheat to everybody, which matired the new grains to everybody, in between that interim time period, which makes everything kasher, so that matured the grains. And that forbade it before, but since there's nothing forbidding it before, really, and there's a forbidden thing, but there's no matir there, we're going to allow it. In other words, it's no different from before the Shtei Alechem. So now I said, no, you might have thought it's different. Why? Because the Omer happens, and that matirs something to everybody. So you might have thought that since it matirs it, and I forgot to make one important point. Let's make the analogy, okay? The grains after the Omer, okay, are like the fruits before the Omer. Why is that? Because there's no Isser to eat the fruits for regular people. The only Isser associated with the new fruits is that you can't bring them on the Mizbeach. But people can actually eat from their new crop of grapes if they want. It's totally fine. So therefore, they're going to say, since grains after the Omer are like fruits before the Omer, so it's kasher. If you were to bring it on the Mizbeach, it's going to be kasher, because it's like the Omer, it's like the time period, it's like the grains in the time period between the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. So now they say no, because ma'u detema, you might have thought, since grains have a matir, they have an event, the bringing of the Omer allows you to eat the grains. Therefore, we're going to say, so that makes it kasher on the Mizbeach, if b'dievet. Since there's no matir event that matirs the bikurim to everybody because there's no isser, so you might have thought, since there's no event that matirs it, maybe we'll say it's disqualified until the Shtei Alechem comes in. And that's why kamashmalan, that's why he's telling you, no, in fact, it is mutar, okay? And it is kasher if b'dieved you brought it. Kol sheken hacha, kamashmalan hacha, kol sheken hacha, dilo itzar klal. all the more so with the Bikurim that there was no Isser ever for a head yod. So, of course, it's going to be kasher. Okay, now we're going to have some questions. By Rami Bar Chama. Shtei halechem, we actually have one question right now. Shtei halechem mao shiyatiru shelo kisidran. What if you have a... hey chidami, let's explain the case, okay? But will the shtei halechem matir grains, if it was done not in order? What does that mean, not in order? Kigon dizar'in hu ben ha'omer l'shtei halechem. What if you plant something, or let's say you planted it before, but it starts to root, takes root between the Omer and the Shtei Halechem. So when the Omer came, it wasn't a new crop yet. Okay, it hadn't grown. Now, between the Omer and Shtei Halechem, it now sprouted, or, you know, took root. Bechalif alayhu Shtei Halechem ve'Omer. Now you want to know, are these new crops allowed after the next year's Omer, before the Shtei Halechem is allowed in the Mizbeach? Because it already passed a Shavuot. It had a Shavuot and it had an Omer, but in the wrong order. My kisidran sharyan, shelo kisidran lo sharyan. Do we say, if you do it right only in the order, it's going to matir? So you would then need, you have the first Shavuot, the second, right, the next year's Pesach, or Omer, and then the next year's Shtei Halechem. Or shalok and shalok hasidran lo sharyan, but that doesn't matir it after the omer. Odilma shalok hasidran nami sharyan. Okay, maybe even shalok hasidran it would be mutar. So Amar Rabba Tashma. Rabba says, let's learn from here. Ve'im takriv minchat bikurim. Okay, that's the pasuk. Im takriv minchat bikurim laHashem aviv kaloi ba'esh. Okay, remember that. And in Geres Carmel takriv minchat bikurecha. So now we're going to have this brayta. So far, is going to be yet connected. We're going to have three proofs as to how you know the bikurim are brought from seorim. It doesn't say seorim in the pasuk. Mehechan ba min haseorim. Mehechan ba. Where do you bring it from? Okay, min haseorim. So now they say atamir min haseorim o ena ela min achitim. Maybe it's from chitim. So three answers are going to be given, and one is going to be relevant. Only the last one. Rabbi Lazar Omer Ne'amar Aviv b'Mitzrayim. It says Aviv when it comes to the Barad. It talks about the Aviv. V'Ne'amar Aviv l'dorot. Okay, it says in the Barad, V'hukta ha-se'ora, and it says Aviv there. Okay, so they're saying, because it says ha-se'ora and Aviv, therefore Ne'amar Aviv l'dorot, and here it says Aviv, Ma Aviv ha-mor b'Mitzrayim se'orim, af Aviv ha-mor l'dorot se'orim. Okay, since Aviv there was se'orim, also Aviv here is se'orim. Answer number two, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Matzinu yachid shemibi chavato min achitim v'chavato min haseorim. There's a yachid that brings his chava from the chitim and his chava from the seorim. And tzibur shemibim chavata min achitim mibim chavata min haseorim. And also the tzibur, there's a chava with the chita and there's a chava with the seorim. V'im ata omer ba min achitim lo matzinu tzibur shemibi chavato min haseorim. If you say that it comes from chitim, then there is no other mincha. This is the only mincha that has a possible option of it being se'orim. And that, since it says that there is a korban tzibur that you bring from se'orim, it must be this one. Tavar acher, last one, and this one's the relevant one. Im ata omer omer ba min achitim, ein shtei halechem bikurim. Okay, now if you say the omer comes from chitim, then the shtei halechem will not be the first of the chitim, because the Shtei Halechem, the whole thing is it's the first time we're bringing the chitim from the new wheat on the Mizbech. But if you bring the Minchat Bikurim from the Seorim, then that's going to be the first. Then I'm sorry, if you bring the Minchat Bikurim, the Minchat Omer from the chitim, then the Shtei Halechem won't be the first time you're bringing chitim on the Mizbech. Now, here goes our proof. Im ita de Shtei Halechem shelo kisidran sharyan. If you have a case where Shtei Halechem could happen, shelo kisidran, if that were allowed, that you could then bring them shelo kisidran, sharyan mishkacha la demakriv omer mehanach deishrush kodem l'shtei halechem ubatar haomer deeshtekad u'shtei halechem mehanach deishrush kodem haomer dehashta ubatar shtei halechem deeshtekad. In other words, you could have a case where you had the Shtei Halechem came from the new crop that had just rooted, that wasn't ready at the time of the omer, you bring it on the mizbeach, and then the omer, the next year, can be from chitim, and your bikurim from the previous year was still from the new crop. So you could have that. Okay? So then they say, here, we'll just finish with the answer. Mi savar bikurim lepera kamrinan, limizbeach kamrinan. We're not talking about the first time you're bringing the new the Bikurim, it doesn't mean the first fruits, it means the first time on the Mizbeach. The Ha'achil li Mizbeach, Mipere Dahashata. And even in that kind of a year, you're going to have brought, one second, I think I, you know, let's stop here. I'm going to get this perfectly straight for tomorrow, and we'll start with it tomorrow anyway. We're over.